This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed on the need to strengthen chemical-free farming and natural farming with focus on exports. He said in the Union Budget 2026-27, the government has focused on high-value agriculture product. Addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Agriculture and Rural Transformation through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said the government has consistently taken several steps to strengthen the agriculture sector. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is currently witnessing record production across food grains, pulses and oilseeds.
आप सभी जानते हैं कृषि, एग्रीकल्चर, विश्वकर्मा ये सब हमारी अर्थव्यवस्था का मुख्य आधार है और इसी सोच के साथ हमारी सरकार ने कृषि सेक्टर को लगातार मजबूत किया है। करीब 10 करोड़ किसानों को 4 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक की पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि मिली है।
Israeli airstrikes pounded the capitals of Iran and Lebanon as the U.S. apparently struck an Iranian drone carried at sea, intensifying its campaign targeting the Islamic Republic's fleet of warships. The conflict between the joint forces of Israel and America and Iran entered its seventh day. The Israeli military claimed destroying most of Iran's air defenses and missile launchers, while U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth warned that strikes against Tehran were about to surge dramatically. Iranian state television announced a new missile attack, including the Islamic Republic firing off its larger Khorramshahr 4 missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, today said its aerospace forces launched the 21st wave of Operation True Promise, utilizing swarms of suicide drones and the advanced Khyber missiles with cluster warheads to target Israel. Qatar has denounced an Iranian attack on Bahrain that targeted building housing elements of its forces there. Qatar's air defense forces today successfully intercepted a drone attack targeting Al Ubaid Air Base in Doha, which is the largest military base of the United States in West Asia. Moreover, the United Arab Emirates also said that its air defenses dealt with several incoming missile and drone threats from Iran. On the other hand, Israeli Air Force today struck Hezbollah's Beirut headquarters and 10 high-rise buildings containing military infrastructure in Lebanon. Since the beginning of the attacks, Israel has launched a total of 26 waves of strikes in Dahiyeh, which is in south of Beirut. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump called upon Iranian military to lay down their arms. However, Iranian Foreign Minister Sayyed Abbas Araghchi has said that the United States bears full responsibility for the current situation. Asserting that Tehran remains a responsible power in the Persian Gulf, Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Saeed Khatibzadeh has dismissed claims that Iran has shut down the strategically vital Strait of Hormuz. Indian Embassy in Doha has urged all Indians in Qatar to strictly follow the guidelines issued by the Qatari authorities, in particular the Ministry of Interior, in view of the current security situation. The advisory issued by the embassy stated that the Ministry of Interior has advised all residents of Qatar to stay in safe locations, avoid going out except in cases of extreme necessity, and keep away from windows and exposed areas. Afghan authorities have said that Taliban forces killed 30 Pakistani soldiers during clashes erupted along the Durand Line border. Taliban Defense Ministry spokesperson Inayatullah Khawarizmi said the fighting took place in Shorabagh district of Afghanistan's Kandahar province. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal today said that education as a service has significant potential to contribute to India's export earnings and help take high-quality Indian education to the rest of the world. Addressing the Vice Chancellor's conclave on reimagining internationalization of higher education for Viksit Bharat 2047 in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal described the Vice Chancellors as architects of India's future. The final results of the Civil Services Examination, CSE 2025, has been declared today. The Union Public Service Commission has said that more than 9,30,000 students applied for service civil services preliminary examination, which was conducted on 25th May 2025. UPSC said that Anuj Agrihotri has secured the first position. And that is the end of this news bulletin.